Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. My name is J. Mark Horst, and I'm your friend and Bible teacher. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel radio and literature ministry. Each week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 14 other major languages. And our Bible teaching programs in English, Spanish, Nepali, and Mandarin Chinese are available to you all the time and anytime on our website, media.heraldsofhope.org. There are a number of processes involved in making bread. According to Peter Reinhardt, who is the author of several bread-baking books, stage 3 of the bread-baking process is fermentation, or leavening. He says this is the most critical stage because it's when the dough comes alive. And he describes this portion of the process as the leaven factor. He says, it's a term that has emerged as my core theme in life. Reinhardt explores philosophy through the art and craft of baking bread. He says, one of the things I discovered was that slow-rising bread has better flavor than fast-rising bread, and I began to see the parallels in other aspects of life. With any kind of slow fermentation foods, it's about complexity. Human beings, if nothing else, are complex. So the deeper I got into bread, the more this metaphor began to come to life for me. And that's the end of his quote. If you're a student of the scriptures, you know that leaven generally refers to sin and its negative effects. Leaven, or yeast, is what begins the process of fermentation. And while that can be helpful when it's controlled, if it's left to itself, it leads to spoilage, corruption, and defilement. In Luke chapter 12 and verses 1 to 12, Jesus warns his disciples about the dangerous leaven of the Pharisees, and that leaven is hypocrisy. Just before we open the Word of God, let's seek his face in prayer. Gracious, loving Heavenly Father, we come to you through the merits of the shed blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for revealing yourself to us in the pages of your holy word. And thank you for inviting us into a personal relationship with you through your Son, Jesus. And now, Father, as I open your precious word, open my heart and the heart of my listening friend to receive by your Holy Spirit the truth that will transform our lives. I ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Listen now as I read this portion of Holy Scripture, Luke chapter 12 and verses 1 to 12. In the meantime, when an innumerable multitude of people had gathered together, so that they trampled one another, Jesus began to say to his disciples, first of all, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have spoken in the dark will be heard in the light. And what you have spoken in the ear, in inner rooms, will be proclaimed on the housetops. And I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 copper coins, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Also I say to you, whoever confesses me before men, him the Son of Man also will confess before the angels of God. But he who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. And anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But to him who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven. Now, when they bring you to the synagogues and magistrates and authorities, do not worry about how or what you should answer or what you should say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. The background of this teaching is Jesus' recent public rebuke of the Pharisees. Two things happened as a result of that confrontation. First, the religious leaders became more vehemently opposed to Jesus and his ministry. And second, this opposition from the religious leaders, plus Jesus' authoritative teaching, inspired the common people. According to our text, the crowds around Jesus were growing bigger and bigger, and that increased the hatred of the religious leaders as they saw their influence slipping away. Our text reveals Jesus' teaching on the leaven of the Pharisees. As yeast activates the fermentation process in baking bread, so the leaven of the Pharisees, hypocrisy, activates several fears that can lead us to a life of regret. Our study is titled, The Leaven of Hypocrisy. The first fear that's activated by the leaven of hypocrisy is the fear of discovery. Nobody likes a hypocrite, but you know, we're all tempted to be hypocritical at times. And why is that? It's because we're afraid others will discover we are not truly who we say we are. We're not really what we seem to be. We fear that if our true character is revealed, then people will reject us. In the scene just previous to our text, Jesus had bluntly rebuked the religious leaders. He saw the bankruptcy of their souls in contrast to the impression of righteousness that they gave to the public. He gave specific examples of how different they were on the inside compared with the way they appeared on the outside. And they hated him for shining the light of truth into their darkened lives. How would you and I feel if Jesus exposed our secrets? The religious system the Jewish leaders created gained them a certain respect from the people. It also ingratiated them with the Roman authorities. As long as they kept the people under control, Rome rewarded them. Many of them were wealthy, and as a result, many of them worshipped not at the altar of Jehovah, but at the altar of wealth and prestige. You know, you and I face the same pressures today, to minimize biblical truth for the sake of financial gain. So Jesus warned his followers, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy." Jesus said those things that were completely concealed would eventually be revealed. Things hidden would be brought out into the full light of day. The outward veneer of their piety would be stripped away, and the depravity of their soul and spirit would be plainly visible. Later on in Matthew chapter 28, verses 13 and 14, the leaders colluded with the Romans by giving a large sum of money to the soldiers and telling them, "You are to say, 'His disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep.' And if this should come to the governor's ears, we will win him over and keep you out of trouble." You see, fear of discovery motivated their dishonesty. How often have you and I not told the whole truth, giving a false impression in order to protect our reputation or our possessions or our position? Even as I was preparing this teaching, the Lord was revealing some areas of hypocrisy in my own life. While this revelation is promised for the Pharisees in a negative sense, that is, that their evil would be exposed, verse 3 changes to the positive and relates to the disciples' ministry. You may recall that not long before this, the 70 had been sent out to preach the kingdom of God. Jesus promised them that their ministry would be supernaturally expanded. The things they had spoken in obscurity would be proclaimed abroad for all to hear. The faithful are almost always in the minority. They don't hold the reins of power. That was true in Jesus' day, and it's true today. They may be tempted to hide because of the threat of persecution. Throughout the church age, much gospel proclamation has taken place in secret. When I visited China back in 2004, I had the privilege of attending a house church. Well, actually, it was a small Bible institute for Chinese believers. It was located in a section of the city where even the police feared to enter. When we went to the meeting place, we went in groups of two or three, under the cover of darkness. As we gathered with our Chinese brothers and sisters, the intensity of their worship and their praying was something I'll never forget. But what was being taught in the darkness of that hidden Bible school ultimately came to light as those students went back to their home communities to share the gospel. Jesus promised that the message proclaimed by faithful believers would be heralded from the housetops. My friend, are there things in your life that cause you to fear discovery? Are there things you're hiding from other people because it may change their opinion of you? Do you have secret sins that are threatening to explode into the light of day? If so, you have two options. You can continue trying to hide them and eventually have them brought to light by God or others, or you can acknowledge and confess them now and find forgiveness and healing. What will your choice be? The next fear activated by the leaven of hypocrisy is the fear of death. Notice the change of tone in verse 4. Jesus says, "But to you, my friends." In contrast to the warnings about the hypocrisy of the Pharisees, Jesus calls his disciples his friends. Friends are not just people with whom we share a common life. They are those with whom we also share common commitments and goals. This is the only place Jesus used this word in the Synoptic Gospels. It expresses his confidence in the disciples and his approval. He entrusted them with his secrets and with the carrying out of his will. He goes on to say to them, "Do not fear those who kill the body and can do nothing more." You know, fear of death causes you and me to make wrong choices. Remember Peter's choice when questioned about his friendship with Jesus? With an oath, he said he didn't know the man. Proverbs 25:29 tells us, "The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord will be safe." My friend, I hate to interrupt, but we're almost out of time for today's broadcast. Lord willing, we'll be back next week to continue this study. In the meantime, if you'd like to have an audio CD or a printed copy of this complete teaching, just write and request it by its title, The Leaven of Hypocrisy. Now, the quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to hope@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, The Leaven of Hypocrisy. I'd be happy to send one to you. Once again, the quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to this address, hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or you can write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, The Leaven of Hypocrisy. It's available on audio CD or in print. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime on our website, media.heraldsofhope.org. Thousands are logging onto the site each month for spiritual nourishment and blessing. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as we continue our study, The Leaven of Hypocrisy. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.